all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Now, Michelle, I know you love to dance. That's like one of your most favorite things. Is it true? You know,
it's so true.
To kind of get out there, rock and roll.
Okay.
Now, how do we put more chi into your dancing?
Ooh, I don't know, but I'm going to be curious to see how we can put chi into my walking as I'm walking, running through the airports.
There you go. And chi means energy. And there's no one in the world better to explain chi, especially when it comes to chi running and chi walking and just getting that energy into your physical activity in general, than my wonderful friend and coach, Danny Dreher, who is the founder of Chi Running. This is a revolutionary approach to running and walking technique that has been rocking the world for the last 15 years. His website is Chi, and that's chirunning.com, as well as chiliving.com, because after all, it's all about living. And his book is Chi Running, a revolutionary approach to effortless, injury-free running. Danny, welcome to Her Radio. We're so happy to have you
Hi,
on
Pam.
Board. Tell us. All right, we've got people out there. We've got these wonderful listeners
yep.
Her Radio, and they're saying, well, I don't know. You know, it's hard to get up and walk on a routine basis, and there's no energy in it,
yeah.
Let alone running. What are you going to say to them, Danny?
Yeah, come on, Danny. Tell me what I need to do.
Okay, I'll tell you what you need to do. Well, you know, for everybody that, you know, not everybody has to run. You know, we have walking programs as well. But the whole idea behind learning how to do it with, like you guys were talking, you ladies were talking about doing it with chi. Well, the whole idea of how to move in a different way is learn how to move from your center. That's where your energy comes through, and that's where you need to, you know, express it through your limbs. But you need to get centered first. Then you can do it through running or through walking, or like we do with a lot of people. You know, running obviously burns more calories per minute than walking. So if you're even interested in possibly doing running, then it's really easy to start by just doing short things of walking and then run for a little bit and then walk some more and then run for a little bit. And the whole trick to doing that is doing each one of those activities correctly. And that's what I teach.
Well, what does correctly mean? What's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you're doing it correctly. So I will talk really quickly how I see most people move, and then I'll tell you how different it is if you're really trying to do it. When I say correctly, I mean in a way that's not going to hurt your body and in a way that doesn't cause as much exertion. Impact and exertion is what we're trying to reduce so that people can stay active for a longer distance, a longer period of time, or for more years. And so how do you make that easy? Okay, for instance, with running and walking, a lot of what we teach is good posture, how to move with good posture. Because if your structure isn't aligned well, then every time you're supporting yourself on one of your legs during what we call the support stance, then your muscles are having to overwork, or if your bones aren't aligned, then you get your joints get worn out more than they need to or quicker than they need to. So it's really starts with good posture. And so really good posture running and walking means that you're really, you know, it's just like in yoga class when you're lifting through the crown of your head, getting really tall, right? Okay, so if you're both sitting in a chair right now, just sit in
yes.
the chair and feel the crown of your head and really lift up like you're trying to push the ceiling up with the crown of your head. That really straightens you up. You know what else that does? You should feel your core engage when you do that. Do you feel
and the core is really the stomach, right?
Feel a slight little tension. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, is it your belly button area, Danny? Where is it exactly that
it's around your belly and a little below your belly. So it's really almost your lower abdominals.
Okay.
You know, you need, above your belly, you need to breathe with. So it's really using those lower abdominal muscles to hold you in a nice upright position. So when you're walking or running, as you lift through that crown of your head, it engages your core to hold your alignment nice and straight. So when you're walking, how most people walk, how I see them walking, is it's kind of like if you were to sit in your chair and you just lean back in your chair.
Right.
That's the upper body posture that most people walk with. So your hips are in front of your shoulders, right? You're leaning back against the chair.
Me.
So your shoulders are back and your hips are forward. That's how most people walk.
So that's how they taught me on the runway when I modeled.
Yeah. Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, if it's fine on a runway because you're only going for like 30 feet. So if you want to go around the block, it's a whole different story. Or if you want to, you know, get a stronger core or go for miles, then it's a you have to move in a different way. And so
you know, I never realized any of this.
Good for getting
somewhere. Danny, I didn't realize any of this until I'd actually met you, saw the DVDs, read the book. And then I realized my posture was way off. A lot of people do what I call the zombie walk or the zombie run, or zombie anything. They're way off. Yeah. They're not engaging core. They look like they're half dead out there. And no wonder they have no energy. Here's my question. You know, for people out there wondering where this chi came from, why did you found something called chi running? Why not just, you know, one of those regular running places or walking clubs out there?
Oh, yeah.
What was so special about
chi?
Couldn't
I just be a normal guy?
Exactly.
Hey, dude.
Well,
you know.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like us.
Well, I've never been a normal guy, so, you know. So how I brought in the chi element to this was I was an ultra marathoner for many years and always working on trying to get efficient with my running. And ultra marathons are any distance longer than a marathon. So though my events were always, you know, 50K, which is 31 miles, and 50 milers, 100 milers, whatever, really long distances. So I had to really have good technique and good structure when I was running. And then after a number of years of doing that, I was introduced to Tai Chi. And I tell you, that just after that very first class, even when the guy discussed posture and how to engage your center, and which is where Tai Chi really goes beyond a lot of other martial arts. And in fact, that's why it's the founder, the grandfather of martial arts, is that because you move from your center instead of moving from your legs. And wherever you move your center, the rest of your body follows. And so when I started incorporating some of these internal aspects and focuses of Tai Chi into my running, all of a sudden I was running my center and my legs could relax and not have to work as much. And that rocked my
boat. Oh, Michelle's got a question.
I'm bringing... Yeah. Go.
Well, Michelle?
So, Danny, tell me where people can find out more about chi running and chi walking, right? Because I want to do the chi walking. I'm not a runner. But what's the difference between the two quickly? Because we don't have a lot of time left. But what's the difference between the two? And then where can people find information?
They can find information for the walking at www.chiwalking.com. And the whole idea of it is to really have gravity help you in moving forward, which means you're always leaning a little bit forward. So when you're walking, you're leading with your center instead of your legs. When you're running, your whole upper body is falling forward. Your whole body is just slightly falling forward like you used to run when you were a kid.
I love it. You know, so one of the things you reminded
teaching adults
me,
to hit the reset button.
Right.
Well,
right.
Danny, I just say move like a kid. I think that's one of the best things you could possibly do. You taught me that. You and I both did Boston Marathon in 2012, and I can tell you right now I used it all the way. Danny Dreher is the founder of Chi Running and Chi Walking. Please get the book, Chi Running and Walking, a revolutionary approach to effortless injury-free running. Thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You can make it a mindful practice with Chi Running. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Stay well.